It's disappointing news that we haven't got an indicative time frame for all of the different parts of Donegal, and what we're looking at is indeed it could be a number of years before we have all of the premises connected, anything up to 4 years, which has been suggested. We do know from the answer that I've got from the Minister that there's over 32,000 properties in Donegal that needs to be connected as part of this national broadband plan, and they're hoping that about 90% of those would be complete within the next 4 years. So unfortunately for a lot of people, that could mean that they could be at the back of the queue and be waiting for quite a long period of time with inadequate service. They did provide us with some detail in relation to the steps that they're undertaking, which might give us an indication of which areas would be connected first. So one of the first steps that they have to do is carry out a survey, and they've told us that there is a survey has been done in a number of areas, including in areas of Milford, Letterkenny, Remelton, Termon, Ballymacool, Kilmacrenan, and a number of other areas. And then in the next 18 months, they're going to carry out further surveys in Creasland, Burtonport, in Arnmore, in Runbeg, and in Tory Island. So there's a number of thousands of houses that will be surveyed there. And that is the first step then to designing how they would connect those regions. Obviously, other areas then, which aren't even on the schedule of survey, would probably lead us to indicate that they are going to be further on down the pipeline, which isn't good news for those areas.
And people now more so than ever depend on broadband, and they simply can't wait 4 years.
Yeah, look, we've people that are contacting our office on a daily basis in relation to the issues in terms of broadband. You know, these range from individuals at home that don't have an adequate connection to businesses, to indeed financial services, which can't operate properly or function properly. We've got businesses that can't operate, the ATM machines or the cash cards at their tills because it works off broadbands. We've got students who can't do the remote learning because of this. We've got people who travel, leave their home and travel to car parks to be able to pick up signals in places. And it's just not acceptable. While we understand that a scheme is underway, we understand it will take time. You know, the disappointing news here is that there's 32,000 homes that have to be connected in Donegal, and some of those will be waiting another 4 years to be connected. And I'm not happy with that, and that's what I've been arguing with the government, that Donegal has been left behind in terms of much infrastructure. We've no rail, we've inadequate roads, we've very poor public transport, we depend very much on private operators, and we've been left behind in terms of investment. When it comes to the National Broadband Scheme, we should be prioritised. All the indicators suggest that that's the type of investment we need, whether you look at unemployment, whether you look at poverty or deprivation. So this is something that they could do right and actually put Donegal at the top of the queue and make sure that those 32,000 homes are some of the first homes connected under the scheme.